Alright, everybody. It is me again, Guy, your host. I'm sorry I didn't post for a little while. I just got really busy with school and stuff. So, for this week's podcast, I'm going to talk about the Keystone Pipeline veto, the Chris Kyle insanity defense case, and the death of Leonard Nimoy, and the whole Llama Palooza thing in Phoenix and Arizona. Alright, I guess I'll just start off with the Keystone Pipeline veto. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, the Keystone Pipeline was a pipeline to send oil from Canada to the U.S. Gulf Coast. The plan has been proposed for the last 6 years, and that's important because the president claims that this particular act of Congress cuts short thorough consideration of the issues that could bear on our national interest. And how is this idea not thorough enough if it's been going on for 6 fucking years? Now, in early February, the EPA said that it wasn't a good idea to build a pipeline because global oil prices are very low. But why does that matter? I mean, you can go to the gas station. The prices were significantly lower a couple weeks ago, down to the $2 ranges, maybe even $1.89. But now, they're rising back up fairly quickly. And it's funny, because the EPA had also said that this pipeline would not significantly increase greenhouse gas emissions. So it's not going to hurt the environment if we build it. The only reason I could think of as to why the country wouldn't build it is because the green parties want to completely reject all fossil fuels and start embracing renewable energy. Now, renewable energy is fine. You shouldn't just fuck people over when this pipeline could create countless jobs for people and bring in a lot of money for the U.S., because Canada isn't going to just can the project because we're not a part of it. Canada's just going to build a pipeline from Alberta to Vancouver, and the barrels of oil will just be exported to a wealthier and more energy-hungry China. So why wouldn't we take that for ourselves? If the energy or the petroleum is going to be used at all, why wouldn't we use it when we have the opportunity? It's going to be used at some point. We're not helping the environment by stopping the U.S. from using it. China's just going to use it. So I just think it was pretty fucking stupid for the president to veto this particular pipeline. Okay, now moving on to the Chris Kyle case, where I'm sure a lot of you saw on Twitter and other social media that, what was his name? Eddie Ray Ruth was found guilty and sentenced to life in prison for killing Chris Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield. Now, this Ruth guy, his defense was that he was insane from PTSD. Now, the reason why he was not let off the hook because he was quote-unquote insane was because experts had determined that he did not have PTSD. He had a long history of abusing alcohol and marijuana, and they just concluded that he didn't have PTSD. I mean, he never even saw combat in Iraq. There was an incident months before the shooting where he had called the police saying that he was going to kill himself, and they had found him without any shirt or shoes. And whenever he does anything like this, whenever he acts out, he just says, "I have PTSD, I'm insane." Because that was basically his pattern. Get in trouble, get intoxicated, and then say, "I'm a veteran, I have PTSD, and I'm insane." And he knew that every time something bad would happen, he'd pull that card. And the thing that I want to know is why this man killed Chris Kyle and his friend when they were just trying to help this guy. I mean, he didn't get the death penalty, but he did get life in prison without parole. Now, should this man have gotten the death penalty? I mean, I can't really say. On one hand, I think that people should be held responsible for their actions, but on the other hand, I don't really know if we should kill people to prove that killing people is wrong. But the only important thing is this man was punished, found guilty for what he did. He'll be in jail for the rest of his life. Now, I'm sure as many of you heard, Leonard Nimoy passed away yesterday, the 27th, at age 83. He died from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and he says that it was because he had smoked for so long, which he had even given up a couple decades before now. Now, I don't know about you guys or how many of you had watched Star Trek, but I did, and I liked it a lot, and I just think this is really sad. I mean, it seems recently that a lot of celebrities have been dying, like Ernie Banks, Joan Rivers, Robin Williams. I don't know, it's weird. That's life, I guess. People are brought into this world, and they're brought out every day, so it's just the way it goes. Okay, before I get into the llama dilemma, in Arizona, I just want to say that this white, gold, black, blue shit with the dress is really, really fucking annoying. It all kind of depends on each individual person's perception of color, so it's not really one or the other. And of course, you just have to leave it to the news, like Fox News and them, to pick it up like 3 days later after everyone has stopped caring about it just to keep annoying us with it. But anyway, I digress. Now, I think it was yesterday or the day before, there was a 2-hour llama chase in Sun City, Arizona, which I'm assuming is only a couple hours from Tucson, and I just think it's fucking hilarious how long it took the cops to catch these llamas, and how quickly it blew up. I don't know, I'm just totally sick of social media lately, with the dress thing, with the llama things, and on Vine, the goddamn little Einstein's hip-hop remix overused bullshit. But the thing that bothered me most about watching these llamas run around is how nice Phoenix looks compared to Tucson. It's incredible how much money the state spends on Phoenix instead of Tucson. Like, if Tucson is supposed to be this big, expanding city, this new thing that's supposed to get really big in the next couple years, then I don't understand why it still looks and is shit. I saw something on Twitter the other day, and it was really funny. I don't remember who posted it, but it said, who needs to go off-roading when you can just drive down Grant? And if you don't live in Arizona, Grant is a road that is just fucking littered with potholes. Alright, I'm gonna go off the political topic for probably the rest of the podcast now. I don't understand why young adults, and I guess really people of any age, are so confused by why they get so hurt by people they get involved with. They get into relationships with people who really don't care about them, and then they're confused when things turn to shit. For example, people will become involved with someone who will say, ask how your day was. But they don't give two shits about how your day was. They just want you to stop talking, you finish, so they can have their turn to tell you how their day was. Because they don't genuinely care about the other person. And then suddenly, things don't work out for this person, and they're just so confused why the other person who they're involved with is such an asshole. I feel like there's a lot of pressure on kids today to find the perfect someone at such a young age. To have these perfect relationships. Or no, not... just to be in a relationship. And the result of that is people just dive headfirst into things that they aren't prepared to deal with. And I'm not saying that no one should date or that no one should have zero trust for anybody else. I'm just saying that people need to be more careful about who they trust. And finally, the key to happiness is just love the moment and stop worrying about everything. Because there's always a reason to be happy. And almost all of the time, being upset and being unhappy is a choice that you don't have to make. So I'm just going to end the podcast early. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week.